Important safety information will be available at the end of this discussion.
Welcome to the final segment of this Meet the Experts recording, where pharmacists Gordon Sachs and Reed Nishikawa chat about the design of the stability studies.
The way that I designed the studies is that I actually wrote actual patient prescriptions, just like you would in the hospital. I did it at different phases. So like some formulations were day one, and some were at goal rate and so forth. And then the electrolyte concentrations that we listed, everything was tested electrolyte-wise at a maximum concentration. So worst case scenario. But yeah, so the formulations and the concentrations that were tested, those were able to show stability based on PFAT5 at those. And the same analytical techniques were used for both adult and pediatrics. You can't just extrapolate that all pediatric amino acids are the same or all adult amino acids are the same with lipid formulation, because there's differences going on, exactly what we talked about, pH, and there may be some excipients or something else that we aren't aware of that's affecting.
And then remember, all pediatric PNs are not created equally, and that if you get a PN that they're adding cysteine to increase the calcium phosphorus stability. So like what Gordon said, that if you add something that lowers the pH, it makes the amount of calcium and phosphorus that you can put in that mixture higher. But there's a zeta potential that's created by the emulsifying agent on the lipid particles, and that's a negative charge on the surface. And then the L-cysteine has a pH of between 1 and 2. So you're basically putting hydrochloric acid equivalent into the mixture. It could potentially lower the pH.
Right. So you'll notice, as he's saying, with trophamine, there is one formulation with cysteine. There are no formulations with primazole that had cysteine in it. It wasn't because I didn't test it. It was because it wasn't stable.
Thank you for tuning in to our Meet the Experts discussion on parenteral nutrition admixture stability, featuring pharmacists Gordon Sachs and Reed Nishikawa.
SMOF lipid, lipid injectable emulsion USP for intravenous use, and intralipid, lipid injectable emulsion for intravenous use, important safety information. SMOF lipid and intralipid are indicated in adult and pediatric patients as a source of calories and essential fatty acids for parenteral nutrition, PN, when oral or enteral nutrition is not possible, insufficient, or contraindicated. SMOF lipid should not be received by patients who have a known allergy to fish, eggs, soybean, or peanut, or any of the ingredients, and intralipid should not be received by patients with a known allergy to egg, soybean, or peanut, or any of the ingredients, or abnormally high levels of lipid triglycerides in the blood. SMOF lipid and intralipid may cause serious side effects, including death with rapid infusion of intravenous lipid emulsion in neonates and infants, risk of parenteral nutrition-associated liver disease, allergic reactions, fat overload syndrome, refeeding syndrome, and elevated triglyceride levels. Contact your healthcare provider to learn more. For a more complete overview of the full risk profile, visit www.fresenius-kabi-nutrition.com/smofflipidpi, www.fresenius-kabi-nutrition.com/intralipid20pi, or www.fresenius-kabi-nutrition.com/intralipid30pi. This safety information is intended for U.S. audiences only. Omegaven fish oil triglycerides injectable emulsion for intravenous use, important safety information. Omegaven is indicated as a source of calories and fatty acids in pediatric patients with parenteral nutrition-associated cholestasis or PNAC. It does not prevent PNAC. It has not been demonstrated that the clinical outcomes seen in pediatric patients are due to the omega-6, omega-3 fatty acid ratio of the product. Should not be received by patients who have a known allergy to fish or egg protein or any of the ingredients, a severe bleeding disorder, or abnormally high levels of lipid triglycerides in the blood. May cause serious side effects, including death, with rapid infusion of intravenous lipid emulsion in neonates and infants, allergic reactions, fat overload syndrome, refeeding syndrome, and elevated triglycerides. Contact your healthcare provider to learn more. For a more complete overview of the full risk profile, visit www.fresenius-kabi-nutrition.com/omegavenpi, This safety information is intended for U.S. audiences only.